I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I'm not doing any gardening this year, so I'm not seeing the bugs that I was seeing last year, but for obvious reasons.
You saw some pretty good ones last year, though, as I recall.
I did. My favorite, in fact, is the wallpaper on my cell phone. It's the Florida predatory stink bug.
Oh, sure. Eutherinchus floridanus. There's been a bumper crop of them in my neighborhood this year. My neighbor said, hey, you want to get some pictures of these guys? They're clusters of nymphs roaming around his lettuce plants, and I could just never quite seem to get my schedule together. But a woman contacted me on Facebook and said that she had these insects on her plants, and she was concerned they might be some sort of an invasive species and was wondering if I could take a look. So we set up an appointment, and she could come over, and I'd take a look. Apparently before that, she had gone to Lewis Skinner Botanical Garden and visited the librarians, who were more than happy to help you with all kinds of botanically related things, including insect identification, apparently. They didn't find any information on it, and they asked where she lived, and they said, oh, you know that Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, lives over that way. Maybe he can help you. So that's how we connected. And they were speculating that, well, what if it's a new species? You know, maybe you would get to name it. So when she came over, handed me the container. She explained to me the story in the background, and I looked at these and immediately blurted out, oh, that's Eutherinchus floridanus. And her face just fell.
Crestfallen.
She was hoping that it would be something new, you know, and it would be fun to put a name on a new species. But they're a fairly common thing right now. I see the nymphs more than I do the adults. The adults are out, in my experience, in late summer. I find individuals out as late as October and November. The species is throughout southeastern United States, as far north as Virginia, certainly, and probably a bit further north, and they extend all the way down to South America. So they're primarily a tropical insect, but the nymphs are very gregarious. They're steel blue, you know, that black with that blue metallic sheen, and bright red-orange markings. I mean, you can't miss them, and because they're clustered together, they're quite conspicuous. It's like a billboard, but they will hunt in packs, which is an interesting adaptation because that enables them to feed on insects that are much, much larger than themselves, and yet they'll attack in groups, and you'll see them with their proboscis extended, and they're all tapped into some big caterpillar or some other insect and sucking it dry in unison. So they're kind of an amazing thing to watch.
The coloration is just marvelous, and this reddish-orange body and the black markings. And
they're telling us something, and you know, and they belong to a group of insects called stink bugs, but they belong to a very specific subset that are predatory stink bugs, so they're generally considered to be beneficial insects. They don't keep pests in check necessarily, but they do feed on a lot of species that we do consider pests in our yards and gardens.
Well, they're very jewel-like, kind of like your oak tree hopper sort of thing.
Yeah, they look like they don't belong here. We think of temperate insect species as being rather somber-colored, and these are definitely not somber-colored.
I'd like to know what the person who found these would have named them.
You know, that's an excellent question. We're in email contact now. Maybe I'll have to find out. We can do a little rejoinder to this bit.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.